Luke chapter number 1. I said chapter 2, number 1.
Verse number 26.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I want to talk to us tonight about this year, the angel coming to Mary. Christmas season. Brother Iamba was mentioning a while ago about this man. Y'all may have saw that or heard about it. He got a little bit of recognition, or not recognition, but I guess popularity, or a lot of people heard his story. I don't know who was interviewed him and put it out there, but I know that I read his story where he was reading the Quran, and right out of the Quran, God began to basically confuse him with what he was reading in his religion. And what he said was how he noticed that Jesus' name, the name of Jesus, is mentioned more in the Quran than the name of Muhammad. And there's other things that he mentioned in there. He goes really into depth, and he was actually a teacher, so he was very studious in the Quran and digging very deep. And that just amazed me how God confused that man and his own religion using his own teachings and brought him to a Savior. And one thing that is mentioned in there is in his testimony is how that the only woman's name, and I know that the Muslim religion is very cruel, I guess you could say, I don't know, very disrespectful, I mean just mean, I don't know what word to use, to women and to women's rights. People don't realize that, but the Bible, amen, as everybody's really on the same level in the Bible. God can use any person that will give themselves to God, man, woman, boy, or girl, the same, through the teaching in Christianity teachings. But in the Muslim religion, the women are they're just slaves in some countries, and you say, well, that's just their culture. Well, their religion dominates and causes them to believe what they want to believe. And that Muslim teaching is very cruel to women and women's rights. Y'all probably won't hear that on the news tomorrow, but just in case you wanted to know it, there you go. The media seems to overlook those fine little lines, but anyways, here we go. It's the truth. You want to live a good life, live a Christian life. You want a society to be blessed, live a Christian life. Live it strict, tight. I'm talking about the word of God. You'll be blessed beyond measure. I mean, the whole society will be blessed. Families will be blessed. Communities will be blessed. Amen. But Mary is mentioned in the Quran. Mary's name is mentioned. And he said, I have never read a Quran through now. I'm telling you what this man said. And I'm not interested in going and digging it up for this reason. But he said that Mary is the only woman that is mentioned in the Quran. The mother of Jesus. Her name. Now, I don't know if it don't refer to women at all, but the only woman's name that is mentioned. Now, that's what that man said. But and he's talking about Creator. The Quran calls Jesus the Word. It calls him the Word. It identifies him as the Word. Well, the Bible does too. And he goes and says to his leader, his one above him, and he says, is the Word Creator or created? And I think that it even got into a physical confrontation, according to what I read. By the time it was over, I don't know if it was that time, but he was on his way out and he turned to Christianity. Praise God. Amen. God can speak to people in the midst of it all. Amen. I believe that we'll be surprised when we get to heaven. We won't be surprised if we believe the word of God, but the people that will be there. You know, I knew a man years ago who was a Cuban, and he had his family had come to United States. I don't know how he got here, legally, illegal, or whatever. I don't remember. But I don't think I ever knew. Didn't ask him. I guess I should have. But anyways, I don't know if he rode a boat or whatever. I know a lot of Cubans tried to escape and come. But after finding Christ, after finding the Lord, and being born again, God gave him a burden for Fidel Castro. And this man prayed for Fidel Castro every day. Now, I don't know. He may not even be alive now. I know Fidel Castro just passed away, didn't he? Just a few weeks ago or something. But he prayed for him every day. And he would write him letters, and the Holy Ghost would tell him, no, you can't send it. He would beg God to save that man. And, Fidel Castro was a wicked man. Wicked man. Murdered his own people by the droves. Just plow them down with machine guns. Any resistance to him. And, he was very concerned about this. And he begged God to forgive him of his sins. And, I believe how it goes is he got really, burdened for Fidel Castro when he got sick. And, I'm not big into this story as far as, Fidel Castro. Some people might, know more about it. But I believe he was sick for years. And his brother ran the country or something. But when he got sick, he became very a concern for him and had a burden for him. And he prayed, and God said, I'll let you send one thing. And he sent him Psalms 103. Is it verse 3 or 4 that says, he who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases and forgiveth all thine iniquities. And he signed it. And he wrote a letter and sent it to Cuba, to Fidel Castro. And he got a letter back. Or he got an envelope back, and it had Fidel Castro's business card in there. And, he just got a lot of hope on that. I don't know. You never know. God could have saved him in the last hour. I know if he cried out to God, God saved him. I know that if he reached up to God, God saved him. Amen. God, like we preached this morning, dealt with Herod. Amen. God was reaching. But anyways, when we get to heaven, we might be surprised when the people that are there, people will be in heaven from every nation. Every nation will be there. And every kindred and every tongue will be there. Amen. Thank God. But Mary, the angel come to Mary, and she said, he tells her all these things. Said, you're going to have a baby. Amen. She's never known a man. And said, you're going to have a child, and here's what you're going to call his name. He's going to be the Son of God. Hallelujah. She said, how can these things be?
The angel said, amen, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. I'm telling you, God, amen, can turn impossible into possible when the Holy Ghost comes upon a person. Thank God. Hallelujah. Said, your cousin Elizabeth is with child and she's an old woman. She's past the age. Amen. She was called barren. Said, she'll never have a child. And, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And this is what I want to preach. Mary said, amen, behold the handmaid of the Lord. In other words, I'm just yours. Amen. And be it unto me according to thy word. According to the word is what I want to preach on tonight. According to the word. Hallelujah. The Bible says it. That's all that matters. The word of God, that's all that matters. This was a word from God. Hallelujah. The angel had given her a word from God. Amen. And if we would accept the word from God. Oh, I wish, amen, some people that I know would have accepted the word from God that God gave them. Amen. God will send his word according to thy word. I believe the Bible. I believe the word of God. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that Jesus was born of a virgin. It said in Matthew chapter 1 when Joseph was thinking on these things. Amen. You know, the angel came. There's a timeline here. The angel came to Mary. And Mary goes immediately, not long after that, to Elizabeth. The Bible says she stayed there 3 months. She stayed until John the Baptist was born. Okay? And because... or around about that time, because the Bible said your cousin is 6 months with the child. She's 6 months expecting right now. And the Bible says that she stayed there, amen, for 3 months. And so she stayed about till John the Baptist, till John was born. She came and the baby leaped in her womb and Mary was, or Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And Mary came, and the Bible says she went to the hill country. And probably she didn't tell nobody, or Elizabeth maybe, probably nobody knew. And when she came back, she probably was showing. And she knew she had to tell Joseph. And or Joseph found out, maybe just everybody started talking. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say if she started telling everybody, I'm with child or whatever. I highly doubt that Mary told very many people, amen, what had happened to her. Because this was actually, she should be put to death. Amen. Because she was with child and not married. And so she came back. She's 3 months. And now I know I'm showing tonight. But, you know, she's, you know, you see those ladies in Walmart. And we was walking in Walmart. And I said, Bethany, look, Bethany, look. I mean, you're talking about, look like she's fixing my eye, you know. And, that's, Mary wasn't that far along yet. Probably just, you know, something I've learned, you know, you don't always, when it's not real obvious, you don't say nothing because it might not be a baby, you know. But I don't know, Mary, who knows what size she was. Now I'm really in trouble now. Somebody say don't go there. But anyways, Mary came back 3 months, and Joseph was thinking, I'm going to put her away fighting. You see, really for her to be killed, Joseph had to throw the first stone. Y'all still with me? Joseph was a just man. Joseph was a godly man. He was a God-fearing man. And he wasn't willing to kill her. He didn't want to make her a public example. And while he thought on these things, the angel come to him in a dream. Ah, I mean, you're talking about deep thought. He got in such deep thought, he fell asleep. Hallelujah. And while he thought on these things, the angel said, this is from God. And said, you know the word of God. The prophecy said, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 1 and verse 18. Amen. The birth of Jesus was on this wise. As his mother was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child
of the Holy Ghost. Her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. While he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. Then the Bible said, the prophecy said, behold, a virgin shall be with child. Amen. And shall bring forth a son. Amen. Now the scripture is the one that brings this out. The angel doesn't tell this to Joseph. Amen. But Joseph knew the scripture, no doubt. And Joseph wasn't willing, amen, to cause her, amen, to die. But the Bible says she, and knew Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not. Amen. They never came together until after Jesus was born. Amen. She was a virgin when Jesus was born. Amen. A miracle. And the reason that's important in the Christian, amen, doctrine, the reason it's important for us to believe it. Amen. And I don't believe like get up on a stump, you know, on one thing. We got to take the whole Bible. But, you know, you'll be surprised at people that don't believe that Jesus was born. Amen. In this miraculous way. She had never been with a man and she gave birth to a child. Amen. And the reason it's important is because Jesus didn't have the sin nature that we all have. He was no sinner even as a little child. You take a little child, I mean, like Blake, you know, or that's our youngest. Y'all know that, right? Anyways, we got the Christmas tree and we take those candy canes and hang them around. Well, Joseph was over there this morning looking at that Christmas tree. I said, do you know why that there's candy canes about so high? And then down below that, they're just in certain places, very few. They're limited. He said, y'all put them up there to keep them from Blake? I said, no, they used to be covered. It's because he goes in there and gets them and hides. Goes over there in the corner and eating them. And, the other day when I was making that candy and we went out to Walmart or something or whatever, the kids told me, said that Blake come in there and they told it and he'd went in there and got one of those peanut butter balls and he's standing there. They didn't know he had it. And, they said, here, you want a candy cane? Cause he'd probably already had five or six. So they're going to give him a candy cane. Well, he realized he didn't have a candy cane. Well, they didn't know it, but he goes over and stucks that peanut butter ball under the cushion. And then goes and eats the candy cane. And then they're watching him. He goes back over and pulls it out from under the cushion and eats it. I mean, I'm talking about 2 years old now. You don't have to teach a child to hide. You don't have to teach a child to steal. You don't have to teach a child to lie. Amen. Because of who their father is. Watch out, men. Come on. The child gets his nature from the father. Amen. You don't have to teach the child how to lie and steal. Jesus never sinned, even as a child. Man, ain't that amazing? I've got five children, and that's almost unfathomable to think about. That perfect little child. But he was the Son of God. He knew he was the Son of God. When he was 12 years old, he knew who his father was. Joseph knew who his father was. And Mary knew who his father was. And God knew who his father was. He was 30 years old before he began ministry. For 30 years, here was this few in number that knew he was the Son of God. The devil knew he was the Son of God. And every demon knew he was the Son of God too. And the angels knew he was the Son of God. Hallelujah. He was born of a virgin. Hallelujah. The incarnation of Christ. No sin nature at all. God had to have a human to bring this being into the earth. He was born of a woman, but he could not have the nature of Adam. You see, every man comes from Adam. And when Adam sinned,
all are sinners immediately. Praise God for Jesus Christ. His Father was God and is God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister was testifying and said the Word became flesh. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He was not and is not 50% man and 50% God. He was 100% man and 100% God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You take a 12-year-old child, amen, and know things that the scribes and doctors didn't even know. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And yet He humbled Himself and went with His mother and father back. Praise God. A virgin shall give child. You know I believe in the virgin birth. Amen. Because the Bible teaches it.
Amen.
And no matter who writes against it or who says it's not true. Amen. Or who tries to tear it down. They're lying and they're trying. You know, if they can get us to believe the virgin birth is not true, then they can get us to believe that there's no hell. Because the same book that says that Jesus was born of a virgin is the same book that says there is a hell and there is a judgment. That's one thing I never could figure out. Can y'all imagine what y'all would do with me if I got up and said, I've got a new revelation. I was praying today and the Lord told me the streets are not gold, they're actually dirt. But I can get up here and I can tell people I've got a new revelation. And say something that'll make your life easier, and you'll believe me. I mean, we can take this page right here and change it and flip back one page. And it don't mean it. It actually don't mean that. But can you imagine if I got up here and said, well, all things really don't work for good. Actually, what that means is some things work together for good. Y'all throw songbooks at me and vote me out. Come on now, it's heresy. But I can get up here and say, well, now on this issue and that issue, it really don't mean. It's the same book. It's the same words. It's the same thing. Why don't we just take the whole thing? Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God help us. Amen. If they can tear down the incarnation of Christ where Christ was not born, amen, with this sinless nature, praise God. I thank God for the virgin birth of Christ. Amen. I thank God that Jesus came. He willingly came. Praise God. The Bible says that right here in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 7, He made Himself no reputation and took upon Him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion, He humbled Himself. He chose this sacrifice.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When John the Beloved saw God sitting upon the throne and there was a book and that it was sealed up and all of the elders was weeping. Amen. They was weeping because no one was able to open that book. The Bible says that he saw a lamb come, amen, and take the book out of the hand of him that sat upon the throne. I always wondered how oneness preached on that scripture. The lamb took the book out of the hand of him that sat on the throne. I always wondered how they took that text and preached it. Ask them someday. Maybe they'll tell you. They got mad at me, but anyways. But Jesus chose this life. Amen. I believe in the virgin birth because it's according to thy word. Hallelujah. I want to preach next of all. Amen. Nothing is impossible, for with God nothing shall be impossible. I believe in the divine ability. I believe in the omnipotence of God. I believe in the power of God to heal and save and deliver. Amen. Because the Bible tells me so. The Bible teaches us that if we believe and if we pray and if we seek God, amen, that God will move for us. Amen. Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. The angel said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. According to thy word, I believe that nothing shall be impossible, because God's word says nothing shall be impossible. The devil will say, and your life will say, and circumstances will say, God will never move that mountain. God will never help you with that situation. That'll never change. Amen. But the Bible says nothing. Can somebody say nothing? Nothing shall be impossible with God. Nothing. God is able to do anything. He's able to change any situation. He's able to move and bless. Amen. I remember Sister Bethany praying, amen, about something one time, and she had felt like the Lord had gave her the victory about it. And then kind of, you know, however it goes with us and happens, you know, in our lives, got kind of back into a mess again. Amen. And kind of, you know, felt kind of condemned when she was praying, saying, Lord, you already helped me with this. And because of what I've done, here I am back in a bad, you know, spot again. And she was praying and asking God to help her. Amen. And she said, I got to saying, Lord, if I could get it right, Lord, you've helped us so much. Lord, you've did it so much. And she said, the Lord said, can you believe me one more time? Praise God. Can you believe me one more time? Praise God. I believe we can believe God one more time, don't you? Nothing shall be impossible with God. God's word teaches us, hallelujah, that nothing shall be impossible with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 3, then verse number 20 said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. Hallelujah. God is able. Never pray. Amen. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. God's able to do more than we can even think. Greater than our wildest imagination, God is able. Ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. There it is right there. According to thy word. God, your word, I believe your word. When God's word takes root in our heart. Amen. When God takes out off in our heart. When his word. Mary was here and this angel said, you're going to have a child. Total impossibility. Nobody would believe it. Amen. He's going to be the Son of God. Glory to God. For with God nothing shall be impossible. I believe it's time for us as a church, amen, to start believing that with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing is impossible. Our prayers we pray, God is able. Amen. So I'm going to move on right here. Amen. He said that is the virgin birth. Amen. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And then the Bible says he shall be called the Son of God. He is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Mark chapter 1 and verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Romans 1 and verse 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated under the gospel of God, which he hath promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, hallelujah, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and to be declared, amen, declared to be the Son of God with power. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. God has a Son. And he has flesh just like us. He hurts just like we hurt. He feels like we feel. He's disappointed like we're disappointed. When he walked on this earth, he came to the fig tree. He wanted figs. There was no figs. Amen. He got aggravated. He got frustrated. Amen. He never sinned. Never sinned one time. Thank God for the Son of God. Declared to be the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. With power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
He, amen, was weary in his journey and sat on the well. Thank God. Hallelujah. I know people can preach and put these words together just right. Amen. But we serve the Son of God. He is our Savior. Hallelujah. He's our Savior. The Bible says in Luke 22, amen, and 69, hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Hallelujah. Luke 22 and 7. And they said, art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, ye say that I am. In other words, yes, that's right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And John, they began to say, we're not the son of fornication. You know what they were saying? Somebody had dug up his past and saying, you're an illegitimate child. Hallelujah. But he wasn't. He was the Son of God. Hallelujah. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will suffice us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast known me, Philip? He that hath known me hath seen the Father. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that we have, amen, the Son of God who is powerful, who is God. Amen. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. John 1 and 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Romans 9 and 5, amen, whose are the fathers and whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Colossians 2 and 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. 1 Timothy 3 and 16, listen to this as I come to a close. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in the glory. The Son of God. I believe it because the Bible says it.
Amen.
Jesus is more than a myth, more than a prophet, more than a good man. He was the Son of God. He's our Savior. He was Mary's Savior too. Do you know the Bible says that? Amen. Amen. Mary talks about her Savior. Thank you, Jesus. We all need a Savior. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.